From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Another painkiller is being pulled from pharmacy shelves. Today, the Food and Drug Administration announced that the prescription drug Bextra is being taken off the market. The agency is also heightening warnings on popular over-the-counter remedies. NPR's Joanne Silberner starts our coverage.
Americans spent $1.1 billion on the prescription painkiller Bextra last year. That won't happen this year. At a telephone press conference today, Dr. Stephen Galson of the FDA explained why.
We've asked Pfizer, and they've agreed to stop selling Bextra or Valdecoxib.
Bextra works much the same way the once popular drug Vioxx did. Last fall, Vioxx's manufacturer pulled the drug off the market because of a link to heart attacks and strokes. Then in February, an advisory committee to the FDA considered data on two similar products made by Pfizer, Bextra and Celebrex. Bextra barely passed muster, but the FDA wasn't convinced.
We don't feel that we have adequate data on the long-term cardiovascular safety of Bextra. We just don't have those studies.
Bextra has several strikes against it in addition to cardiovascular problems.
There have been reports of serious and potentially life-threatening skin reactions, including deaths in patients on Bextra.
And Bextra has no obvious advantage over Celebrex or any other drugs known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or NSAIDs. None of the drugs are risk-free, the FDA also said. Celebrex will have to carry a strong warning label, so will dozens of other NSAID pain relievers. Again, the FDA's Galson.
All over-the-counter, that is the non-prescription NSAID products, such as ibuprofen and others, will include more information in their label about cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks, plus potentially serious skin reactions.
There are other painkillers besides COX-2s and other NSAIDs. There's aspirin and acetaminophen. All have different risks for different people, and Galson wouldn't give out any general recommendations.
Each person has a different medical situation, and whether patients should continue with their prescription NSAID product in light of the risks that we're going to be adding to the label is really has to be discussed between each patient and their physician.
Alistair Wood of Vanderbilt University headed the FDA advisory committee. He says the FDA shouldn't be recommending anything in particular.
They're viewing this from a regulatory point of view. I'm viewing this from a physician's point of view. And we have to make decisions about what to give somebody who's sitting in front of us this minute. And patients need to make the same kind of decision.
Wood and many others at the advisory committee feeling felt that of all the NSAIDs, naproxen, that's naprosyn or Aleve, would be the place for people in pain to start so long as it's taken along with something to protect the stomach. Wood says it's time the FDA made changes.
Obviously, I think all of us, I'm sure even including the FDA, would rather have been there earlier. But I think now we're doing the right thing and taking Bextra off the market, which is a very clear signal.
And there could be more. Again, the FDA's Stephen Galson.
This announcement is unlikely to be the last word you'll hear on these drugs. Clinical investigations continue, and in our new spirit of keeping the public informed earlier of emerging drug safety issues, we may be providing further modifications as new information comes to light.
As for the once popular Vioxx pulled off the market by its manufacturer Merck last fall, Galson says if the company wants to bring it back, the FDA would carefully review the proposal. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.